Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 1st, 2023. I have your host, James, with you, and I am joined right now by some of my favorite people. We're talking theater. We're talking Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We are talking local. We are going to be getting into the holiday show from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, A Candle in the Window. We've got a preview of it. We've got some of the cast here with us. I'll run through your guys' names. Go ahead and say hi to the audience so they can recognize your voice. Of course, a voice you'll recognize right away, Mr. Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing.
Good morning, James.
I told you you'd recognize that voice. See, it sounds exactly like Phil.
It's yeah, I'm here for you.
It's a little different when he's in studio.
Yeah,
it sounds a little different in studio.
No, not what you pictured. Really.
Phil joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to a new one from you on Wednesday, Phil. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
No, I'm glad to be here, especially with this crew. So.
Yeah, good to have you here. Also, of course, our friend Chris Williams. Chris, good to see you.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's always good to see you, sir. Thanks for being here. We also want to say hi to Jim Rinker. Is that all right, Jim?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, Jim, you got a great first name. I got that right.
You got it right this time.
Good to have you here. Thank you so much for being here. And Ann Bledsoe is with us as well. Good to see you again, Ann.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, you guys. Where I thought would be a good place to start, of course, with a holiday show, you've got usually a classic. And, you know, especially around here at WRCT, we do hits. We do great ones. With a show like this, I don't know if it's as commonly known as others. It's a classic. It's a traditional. But some of those ones have kind of like gotten lost, not being, you know, used for many years and everything. So does anybody want to give a synopsis of the show? Just a Cliff Notes version of the show. Chris, you want to take that?
Sure. The show takes place. It's in an old railroad station in a small town, and there's a group of travelers that get stranded because of a blizzard. And so the story mainly takes place that the first half is the travelers interacting with each other, but in the second half then we have a group of kids that come in, and they were secretly putting together a nativity play for their church. Mm-hmm. And so the second act then takes place, the interaction between the children and the adult travelers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying not to.
Don't give it away, Chris. Don't give it away.
You're doing a great job. I think you did a really good job.
He's starting through.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good.
He's doing good.
I think that's a pretty good preview right there. That nicely done.
And it's not just your, it's not like Miracle on 34th Street, or it's not your happy-go-lucky kiddie play. Okay, this play's got some heaviness to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's some, a little dark.
Right, it's uplifting in the end, and you understand it all. But these characters are going through some troubles in their lives, and have to work through them, and we kind of do in about an hour and a half.
In typical theater fashion, yes. I've mentioned this to Gretchen, the play selecting committee, actually, to all of them. I admire this choice. I think that it's a great choice, a very strong choice, too.
Yeah.
Chris? Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm on the play selection committee, and I kind of am the one that pushed this.
Yeah.
And it's just like, try something different, and something people haven't heard of. And everyone seemed to like the synopsis of the show, and that's why we're going with it. So
we've got a great core audience in this area that has supported WRCT for decades, and many of them have shows that they love and like to see. But I've talked to these people, I've performed for these people many, many times, and I hear from them all the time, hey, I love Oklahoma, but I'd like to see something new. It's nothing against the classics. They're classics. Their legacy is set. But people want to. How are we going to get new people to theaters? How are we going to get people to see these shows? How are we going to keep the community theater alive? This is how you do it. You give people something different. You don't just give them Miracle on 34th Street every year, which is nothing against Miracle on 34th Street. I'd love to act in that show. But it's one of these things where you kind of have to walk that balance of these things. And I think you and the play selection committee did a really good job with that.
Thank you.
And I have no doubt with Gretchen at the helm that it's going to continue that way. I'm looking forward to that, actually. I got to go talk to her next week. We got to talk about stuff. And it's not just because I want to get around that stage, and I am just so desperate to be around that stage.
Yeah,
it's not
when
that
you
at at all.
When you're coming back, James.
Any second now. Any second. Oh, almost thought I did before the break. I want to get into your roles. Real quick before I do, though, something unique about this show as well that I thought was kind of interesting is the casting. You have two groups of cast with this one. You have an adult group, a group one, and a group two. How has that worked rehearsal-wise for you guys? How has that gone for you guys as actors? Phil, I'll start with you.
I'm going to keep starting with you, brother, because it's going to go down the line. No, it's been fun. So you're right. There's a core group of the adults, and it's, eight of us or so, roughly. And we're there every night, of course. But they divided the children up. They had so many children try out, and they wanted to try to keep all of them involved. And so we have, six shows total, right? Three, four, five, six. And so half of them are doing three of the shows, and the other half are doing the other three. So it's been different. I mean, the kids all have different skills. Right. So, and different talents and different ways of portraying the roles. Mm-hmm. So we've, as adults, have to learn to deal with that too.
Yeah, I wanted to give you guys a real shout for that because it's not always easy working with kids in general. And I love working with kids. I don't mean anything against that. It's just I did a play, To Kill a Mockingbird, and we had got three young actors in that. And we had this young lady who was Scout, and she was amazing. She was so good. But she had this problem where she'd be talking to you, and then when she'd deliver a line, she'd face the audience. And then she'd come back, and then she'd face the audience. And we couldn't break her from it. This poor kid, I loved working with her, but it was little things like that you run into with kids. Then you have extra sets of kids, so you're kind of adapting to each one of them. Some have their line down, some don't, maybe. But that's gone pretty smoothly, you guys?
A lot of energy.
Yes, a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. Yeah. Off and on stage.
It's not only like this show has had its set of challenges.
Yeah. No, it's doing good. The director, Deb, is very even-keeled, and as you know.
Yeah.
And so she's smooth, and Gretchen's been there a lot, too, to help with the children, who she knows so well because of children's theater, and all the experience that she's had with them. That's been a great help too, and I'll say this as a supposed adult: some of those kids are way more professional than me, both on the stage and off stage. And so there's a little bit of different levels in those children, but they're phenomenal. And some of them have some of the best lines in the play. So you want to calm them down and keep the energy down a little bit so they get out their lines, because they get some really funny, awesome, don't you guys think? They put the adults in their place, several times in the play. So it's fun.
I love this for many reasons. One, I am a big believer in everybody gets a chance to play. Everybody on the basketball team gets a chance to play, no matter what or anything like that. But more so as somebody who is insane about the love of acting and theater, this is creating future theater goers. This is creating future actors. This is only empowering that. Why limit yourself in that? If you have a director and a cast that's okay with it, you can double cast something like this, and you're getting more kids in there, more kids getting a chance to be behind the scenes and see what it's like to be a part of theater. As much as I love theater, not every kid's going to go on to act, but they will go on with these experiences and the confidence they get from that. And I don't believe there's any downside to making our children more confident. No, so this is a win-win-win all across the board.
Yeah, I think so. And it limits their time too, James. I mean, they're busy, they got schoolwork and a lot going on. I mean, I know as adults we do too, but their focus has to be on schoolwork first. Mm-hmm. And so to give them some times where they don't have to be there and they take turns, that's not a bad deal.
To be fair, at 46, my mother still wants me to do theater just to keep me out of trouble. Yeah. It's not just the kids. Let's go down the run here and go through your roles and tell us a little bit about these parts. Phil, I'll start with you.
So when I showed up, I think I told you this on the air.
Yeah.
So I get up on stage and they said, Neil. And I did, and I got the part. So I didn't read for any other parts. That was just it.
To be fair, nobody kneels like Phil.
Yeah, that's
great. Kneeler. Great kneeler.
I see somebody, I kneel.
It's a good kneeler. Good kneeler.
So here we go. So here's the stretch on my part, right? So it's supposedly, if you look in the script, it's a college-age student, university art student. So definitely an acting job on my part.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
very big proportions. So we had to rewrite the script a little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
To fit an old man college student. And so we did that. And so that's where it goes. So I'm a gentleman who's at school taking art classes, but trying to get home because my dad's.
Yeah. So Neil, you're playing, correct?
Neil.
Yeah,
Neil.
Corrector. Yeah, very cool.
It's good. It does a reflex motion in me, so.
It's very cool. Looking forward to seeing you out there,
thanks.
Man.
Thanks. It's fine. It's a good part.
It's been a little wet. Were you in the last show?
I do Christmas shows.
Yeah.
That seems to be my niche.
It is.
So
it is.
I'm hanging with it. It's the one time of year where I can get out and I have the time in between things. So
very cool.
But it's fun. And it's always a big cast, and you know, which I enjoy. So
I want to get into more on that a little bit later, actually, with you guys. Jim, can you tell us about your role?
Okay, my role's interesting because I don't come on until the very, very end of the show. But I'm the closer.
And it's
unique for me because this is the first play that I've ever done. So this is a stretch for me outside of comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But I play a station master in the train depot, and I also play the grandson of Charlie over here, which is played by Chris. And like Phil said, we had to rewrite it a little bit because I was supposed to be his age also.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't look like I'm no 20-year-old. So, you know, we had to adapt to that.
Yeah.
But Jim, tell him, it's his first time acting, but you've obviously been to the theater many times. Doing what?
Okay. This is the sixth production in a row I've helped with stage building for the six shows. And I've also been stage manager for four of the six.
Yeah.
And originally, I was going to take this show off, and I made the mistake of showing up for the audition.
Oh, yeah.
And Gretchen's like, "Hey, would you mind?" And next thing you know, I got the part.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Jim is a great example of when we encourage people to be a part of community theater, that you don't necessarily have to be on stage. There's so much to do behind the scenes, and we could always use more hands and great-hearted people behind the scenes. And Jim, I have told you this before, and I'd like to be able to say it to your face. You've made some of the greatest sets I've seen, man. I'm insane about acting and the bar that I have for these things. And I'm telling you, you hit it and made a new standard. You've made a new standard around here for the way we build our sets. That is going to help us, going back to our other conversation about bringing people into the theater and new people and all that. That adds to that. That helps. That helps just as much as any of us on stage. So incredibly appreciate the work that you and your team are doing with that.
Well, thank you. We've got we do have a very, very good team. Pete, who does the set design, the set that we did for Blythe Spirit was fun. We annihilated the set at the end of the show, and then we had to put it back together for the next show. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. That was awesome. Fun.
Anne, can you tell us a little bit about your character?
So, hi, James. I'm Violet. Violet Dusseman, like the flower.
How have you been enjoying it? Playing Violet.
It's a really fun part, and I wasn't sure if this would be the part that I would take. It looked like a lot of lines, but really, like I said before, it seems actually the lines are pretty well equalized, I would say, throughout. Oh, yeah. I just have a lot in the first part.
Yeah.
But it's a fun character.
You're doing
really
a great job.
It is.
Awesome job.
Anne's character carries the front end of the play. She makes everybody talk to each other and mix, and does it so well. It is a crazy character, to say the least. And it's one of the funnest roles by far in the play, and she does it really well. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you.
Very cool.
Violet is a crazy lady, spunky senior citizen, and apparently that's not much of a stretch for me to play.
But you carry it on.
Nicely done. Way to get method out of that. Nicely done. Chris, can you tell us a little bit about your role?
Sure. I play Charlie, and Charlie is the station master and kind of brings in the guests and tries to let them know what's going on, take care of things, this type of thing. So my character is kind of a more gentlemanly character, and a little bit easy. Mm-hmm. And so, as you can tell, I'm trying not to give out too much.
Right, right. I think you've done a nice job. Nicely done. Yeah. We're gonna cut your mic right now so we don't give anything away.
Yeah, I know. I'm in through different scenes throughout the show.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to seeing you out there.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
What is something that pulled you to this role, or that you love about playing this role so far, Phil?
Well, this role, it's more the interaction because, and I can't go too deep either, I suppose, but the interaction with Anne and Heather Sayers' characters that I have to have, and then the interaction with the kids. So it's been fun.
That's good. That's great to hear. We'll get to you in just a second.
Yeah, don't worry.
And Jim, as we're going through and asking everybody what they like about the role and what they're enjoying about playing this character, I'm curious about for you, Jim. What is it that you're enjoying about playing this role?
I'm not going to lie to you. This is a stretch for me because I kind of feel myself more suited to comedy. And this is definitely, although the beginning of the show is very comedic, if that's a word.
It works.
It works.
There's a lot of light moments.
But there's a lot of light moments. But mine is it's a tearjerker thing, and I'm the one that brings the tears. And so that's a total and complete stretch for me to literally step out of my comfort zone as a person who thinks they're funny to get into a serious role to make people want to break down and cry. But it's a lot of fun.
Other than that, it's a lot of fun.
I think that those of us have played characters like that get what he means. It's odd to say, but it can be, a release. It can be kind of fun to play somebody very different than yourself or somebody, different than you're used to playing.
Yeah.
In every role in this, the adults have their sad moments. Every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
Jim just winds it up at the end.
Yeah, I'm the one that brings all the sadness together and puts it in.
Well, he's
basket.
The Raleigh Fingers. He's the closer.
I like to put it, it's a thought-provoking play.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah, this time of year is thought provoking. This time of year creates memories
Except
and
for
thoughts.
Stephanie is not thought provoking at all.
She just throws it out there.
She's doing a great job.
Let's take that segue and go right to Anne. Anne, what are you enjoying about playing the character?
Well, like I said, it's a fun role. It's I've got some really fun lines and I get to be really goofy, which I like to make people laugh. So sorry, I took that away from you, Jim.
Yeah.
But I read the play before auditioning because I had not heard of it. Mm. And it is a wonderful story. It's a sweet story. It's got fun. It's got memories. It's got real life stuff's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, versus the last production I was in was Streetcar, which is pretty much dark throughout it. And I love doing the Christmas shows. Ironically, I really love them because we're working with kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's an experience.
And this is not just an Elton John song.
That's good.
It's
nice
a play.
Comments.
It's
nice
a play.
Comment.
Leave it to Phil.
Yeah. Chris, I don't want to go to you because I don't want a chance of you spoiling anything or making you spoil anything.
But I won't.
Tell us a little bit about your role. What you're enjoying about the role, I should say.
Director Deb, she's told me, she said, I had you pegged for this role. And I appreciate that. And like I said, he's more of a grandfather type, and
he
is. And so I really enjoy taking the character and putting a lot of empathy into the character. He feels for everyone and what they're going through, that type of thing. So that's what I really do enjoy about it.
Very cool. Appreciate that. So, gang, one of the things that I wanted to get to with all of you before we wrap up, and again, we are talking about the WRCT holiday production of A Candle in the Wind. It premieres December 8th and 9th and 14th and 15th and 16th. 7 o'clock shows. December 16th has a 2 o'clock matinee. More on those details in a little bit, but you can find out that information at wrctheater.org. Go there right now and bookmark that page. Get your tickets. This is a holiday show, and I'm a little curious about the differences between doing a quote-unquote regular season show and a holiday show. I've only done the 101 roles I've done. I've done one holiday show. That's it.
And that's because we roped you in.
But I'll tell you, Phil, and you know this, you were there. It was maybe the most memorable experience I'll ever have in theater. And certainly because of some of the factors that played into it and everything. But mostly it was because of that cast and that feeling. And I really feel like same scenario, I jump in a week or two before the show. If it's the fall show, if it's the first show of the season, I don't think it's the same. Like a Christmas show, there's a different vibe on the set. There's a different vibe in the rehearsals and everything. Do you guys feel that as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Hmm. Phil, you've done a, as you mentioned, this is kind of your wheelhouse. You've been doing a lot of these shows.
Where I go.
You have done regular season shows before. What is a big difference to you between the two?
The feeling, of course, the season is the season, right? Where of Christmas, and so people are in a better mood. People are ready to have a good time, and have a lot more fun than, and not that you don't in a normal show, and we're blessed with so many good people that belong to WRCT and people that, again, that work in the back or in the front. Mm-hmm. So there's always a sense of community, but I think it just gets a lot stronger at Christmas time. And there's usually more kids involved in the Christmas shows, too, so that changes the vibe as well, as far as the energy and, the happiness running around.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think it's just a lot lighter feeling.
Yeah.
That was my thought, too. The big difference is kids.
Mm-hmm.
We have kids in the cast. So.
They you can't help but feel young around kids and not help but feel a little
I'm still feeling like I'm 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. Jim, same question for you, but a little different because you do work behind the scenes so much and you are a part of the set building design so much. How has it been different for you as far as that goes, as far as like kind of setting this up? Has it been any different or just the same old thing what you guys been doing?
I'm going to be honest. For me, it's the same-o. Mm-hmm. In part, because I didn't do Miracle last year.
Mm.
I built a set, but I was not backstage. So I was never a part of that Christmas vibe, per se.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, it's just you know, one, it's a continual year-round vibe. One show goes into another, different cast of characters, but it's the same level of energy backstage. And with the actors on stage, they bring it backstage. Mm. And so that's kind of my take on it.
That's really cool, actually. Yeah. I think that's really cool. That's interesting.
It's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, very cool. Anne, how about for you? And first, have you done you've done other shows, so you know what it's like between the two differences.
That's correct. I was mother in the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, which was 4 years ago, pre-COVID. I really didn't mean to say we had to cancel Christmas, and it was canceled the next year.
Yeah, that's rough. That's hard to fall on you there.
So I took a little smaller role last year in Miracle on 34th Street, but I'd been on regular season shows. Mm-hmm. I've been in musicals from years ago in WRCT. Christmas is my favorite. You know, it's, you're kind of in the spirit of the season. Like, again, you got the kids involved, which is rare on the other seasons. For reasons beyond.
Right. Chris, how about for you?
I do really enjoy the holiday shows. It definitely is a different atmosphere on stage and backstage, and it's, I don't know how else to put it real strongly other than you can tell just the feeling. You still feel like there's Christmas or like there's the holidays, so I like that.
Yeah. Well said, all of you. As we're wrapping up, got about 2-3 minutes left here. One of the things that we do with this company is we certainly want to entertain the community and put back into the community. The other thing we want to always do is encourage every single person out there to be a part of things at WRCT. There is no such thing as, oh, I can't act or I can't do this or whatever. You can do it. You can do it. We've got a billion examples in WRCT history of people that never thought they could be on that stage. And for years, you see them out there acting. And same thing behind the scenes. We've got a good collection here of people that have told you about stories behind the scenes and on stage and that. So as if you were talking to somebody, you have an opportunity to talk to somebody out there that's on the fence. They want to join, but maybe they're not sure or anything like that. How would you encourage people to be a part of things at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater or wherever the community theater is at that they're listening, Phil?
A lot of people have that initial fear, but boy, it gets broken quickly if you get to know the theater people, the people involved, the ease, the comfortableness that you feel when you're with these people is second to none. It's people wanting to help each other. It's not a competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's let's do this together type of thing and make it the best we can. And again, we're a local community theater. We're not Broadway. We do the best what we got, but man, we try as hard as we can, right, to make it a real good show and worth the money that people are paying. Yeah,
I'll take effort over talent every day, single day. Yes. I've worked with plenty of quote unquote talented actors and everything like that. I'll take put the diva aside, and I'll take anybody who just puts their heart into it every day.
Just come try. You'll love it. It's one of those things you get the bug in you, and then you don't want to stop. You know, and with everybody here, we've all been in other shows and. Yeah, I have to fight not wanting to go try out it for every show because it's so fun. Yeah. But you know, there's only so much time in the world.
Yes.
You have family. You have other things. But I'm telling you, if you come and just even to the theater and watch the show and see the people involved, once you get hooked in, you'll love
well
it.
Well said. Yeah. Anybody else want to comment on that?
I just want to. When I was in Heaven Can Wait, and I was a lead character, and we needed some. People to play just ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
You were one of them, weren't you? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we needed some more people, and I went home and I said to my wife, who said, I'll never do it. I'll support you, but I'll never do it. I said, hey, you want to play a dead person? And she did. She was on stage for that show.
We had so much fun with that, too.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. And you know, I mentioned this when our Southwick County Humane Society joins us with our Pet of the Week every week, that your new best friend is waiting for you there. Your new family is waiting for you at WRCT.
Absolutely.
You can't do a show there, and it's potato chips. You can't do just one. You are going to go back and back and back.
Yeah,
and
the memories you make and the people you meet, they never go away. They're friends for life, you know?
Definitely. Truly. The camaraderie.
all of you have a great time. Break a leg. Enjoy yourselves out there. Looking forward to seeing you on that stage. Say hi to the stage for me, please. I miss it.
It's waiting for you. It's waiting for you.
And get your tickets right now. Go to WRCtheater.org. WRCtheater.org. The first show is December 8th. They've got one on the 9th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Those are all 7 o'clock shows. On December 16th, there's a 2 o'clock matinee as well. Break a leg, you guys. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves.
Thanks so much
for joining us. Thank you all. Appreciate
you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.